We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, USA!
Yo!
Charlamagne the God!
Beast of the Planet, it's Monday!
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week. Good morning!
Man, I woke up this morning thinking the day was Tuesday for some reason.
Did you?
Yeah, and I was sitting trying to figure out what happened yesterday. I was like, well, what happened yesterday? What happened Monday? What happened on the show? And I was like, wait a minute, it's Monday.
You took edible?
Definitely did.
There you go. That's
you
the reason why.
Know.
Mm-hmm. There you
I
go.
Definitely took an edible last night.
Figured that right out.
Around 7 o'clock.
Yep. That'll do it to you.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, shout again to all the students at Virginia State University. I was able to speak to the students about freshman orientation and things that they should be looking out for or doing their freshman year. So got a chance to chop it up with the students and then flew out to Birmingham, Alabama. Shout to Crystal, who is a councilwoman out there. She graduated from Hampton. She just turned 30, so I was DJing her party. I met her mom, who's a judge, her dad, who's a congressman, very well connected. There's a lot of people there. The mayor was there. Was so many different people there. It was just a great function. So happy birthday, Crystal. And then Saturday and Sunday, I did absolutely positively nothing.
Now, I never went to college. Are freshman years the same now as they were in the 1900s when you was in college?
Yeah, still your first time in. Yeah, freshman. Mm-hmm.
I would think so. I would think things are so different now in 2023 for people just starting college.
It's still, you know, your first year away from a lot of people's first year away from their parents, away from their household. So things getting acclimated. A lot of people coming from cities like Philadelphia, New York, are not used to towns like Virginia, especially
that good country living, that good down country south living. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just telling students about that, and also, you know, Virginia is just different. It's a Commonwealth state, and when people ask me what a Commonwealth state is, I say they make up their own rules and regulations sometimes. So you got to be extra careful, especially being black out there. And then, you know, just talking to your students, you know, time management is everything, you know, because there's so much to do in college, whether it's, you know, classes, parties, playing spades, washing laundry. There's so much to do. The time management is very important. And also, I was just telling the students, take advantage of college. You know, there's a lot of times we just want to get out, you know, do the 4 years and get out and start in our work. But I tell them, take advantage, man. You know, step outside the box. Take classes that you usually wouldn't take. Do things that you usually wouldn't take. I mean, you're paying for it anyway, so might as well give it a chance and give it a shot. So again, shout out to all the college students heading to college. I think for a lot of them, school starts today. So salute to all the college students out there.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
We got some special guests today, too, man. Our guys, Jason Mitchell and Barton Fitzpatrick. No, that's
Barton.
Barton.
That's wrong. His name is Bart. That says Bart. Barton. No,
yeah,
it's Barton.
Bart. Yeah.
Barton Fitzpatrick will be joining us. Yes.
Yes, they're in a movie called Everything Is Both. It's been number one on Tubi for quite a few weeks now.
That's right.
You remember them from the Shy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to kick it with them when, in a little bit. And then we got front page news when we come back. Tesla and Figaro will be joining us. She'll tell us what's going on in the news, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Before we jump right in, I just want to say, if you got family out in California, South California, or you're out there, you know, just be careful, and we're definitely praying for you. This weekend, they got hit with a tropical storm and an earthquake, and they're saying with the tropical storm, Hillary has yet to, we've yet to see the worst of it so far. It says dumps over 6 inches of rain across Southern California. So if you have family out there, give them a call and continue to pray for our family members out in Cali.
And they had an earthquake yesterday, right?
Yeah, earthquake.
My partners out there say they don't trip off earthquakes in California unless it's 7 or better.
Yeah, this is a 5.
A 5 something. I'm like, that would scare the hell out of me.
Scared me as well.
I guess when you used to it and built for it, it don't bother you.
Yeah. Now, what else we got, Tez? I see there's some updates with the young 10-year-old boy that got put in jail for peeing on the back of his mom's car, right?
Yeah, we talked about this last week, and there's a update on it, which to me, it makes the situation even worse. Mississippi Police Department is defending an officer's decision to refer the 10-year-old boy to youth court after he was spotted peeing behind his mother's car. Now, they did acknowledge an error in judgment for transporting the child to jail. The police chief said that officers can refer children as young as 10 to youth court if they are deemed in need of supervision, which is determined if they commit acts that would be identical for an adult under identical circumstances. A officer personally witnessed this 10-year-old child committing an act in public, which would have been illegal for an adult under these circumstances, what the police chief said. But again, the key word is adult. The officer did not observe a parent on the scene, so that is why they took him to jail. Now, this is the part that I want you to pay close attention to. They are apologizing for an error in judgment on how he went to jail, but not apologizing for the fact that they felt he should have went to jail. The police chief said that there was a reasonable alternative to get the boy to the police station. So he's saying, you know, you should have let his mom take him to the police station, not the fact that crazy. He should have not been arrested, which is still, you know, crazy as hell to me.
Nobody in Mississippi sees this as wrong, as crazy, that a 10-year-old peed on the back of a tire because he had to go to the bathroom. Nobody else sees this as crazy?
Yeah, I didn't know they take you to youth court for offenses like that. I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't know they take adults to court for offenses like that. Because in my mind, if I'm a cop and I saw someone peeing outside, even if it's illegal, that's nothing I would waste my time.
It's usually a ticket. They usually give him a ticket.
I wouldn't even give you that, especially after you just peed because you ain't wash your hands. So I'm not going to interact with you in that way. But
right. My
thing is, like, yo, if I saw you peeing outside, I wouldn't waste my time on that, taking you to jail.
A 10-year-old kid?
Right. Like, what's wrong with just telling the 10-year-old, educate him, hey, son, you know, that's illegal to do. You know, don't do that. But again, looking at 10-year-olds, particularly black boys, are seen as adults. Just to give you some stats, black youth are approximately 14% of the total youth population, but 47.3% of youth are transferred to adult court by juvenile court judges who believe the youth cannot benefit from the services of the youth court. In 2016 alone, black youth were 8.5 times more likely than white youth to be tried tried as adults, Latino kids were almost three times as likely. So this is not just something we're making up in our heads. Seeing children as adults, you know, the chief specifically pointed out, oh, well, we would have taken an adult to jail for this, so why not him? And that is the problem with this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everything Tez is saying is true, but also the cops in Mississippi clearly don't have anything better to do.
There's no way
you taking a 10-year-old in for peeing outside, or anybody in for peeing outside. Like, unless they was peeing on like somebody's property or something. You know what I mean?
Still, but even like your superior, when you get back to the station, he's not gonna be like, "Well, what are you doing, bro? Like, this
you want to fill out all this paperwork and somebody was peeing outside?
Like, this is crazy."
That's my biggest thing.
Jesus Christ! Mm-hmm. All right, well, that is front page news. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Let us know how your weekend was. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What up? It's Arsenio.
Arsenio, what's up? Get it off your chest, brother.
I know who your mama's favorite late night host was back in the day.
Oh, man, Charlotte, man. You already know, man. I'm actually named after three black men. Garrett Arsenio, and then Garrett Morris, Arsenio Hall, and then you got Michael Ealy.
Oh, so what's your name? Arsenio, Garrett, Michael?
Man, we don't want to get onto all that. Too many people listening.
Okay.
Damn.
But to get off the chest, yo, Envy, man, it was a superior. It was a low-ranking officer that was going to let him go, and the superior came out there and got him and brought him to jail.
Really?
That's so crazy to me.
It must have been a slow night in Mississippi that night.
Man, it had to be. They had to be bored as hell.
Word.
Hello, who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, what's up, man? You got us on speaker or something, bro?
Yes, I do.
No, take us off right fast. We can hear you a lot clearer, brother.
All right. What I want to get off my chest is the story that y'all just covered about the 10-year-old down in Mississippi.
10-year-old, yep.
I think that is ludicrous. It's not that Mississippi don't have anything better to do with their time. Listen, I moved from the South Bronx to New York, plus 50 more years of hip-hop, 50 more years of hip-hop. Let me get that off my chest. In addition to that, Mississippi, we already know how they operate. We saw what happened to the them six officers that did what they did to those two black men. And we just know what time it is in Mississippi. It's no mystery. It's no secret how Mississippi operates. And that's for them to take a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, however old he was,
yep,
into custody for relieving himself because he actually had to go, yeah, that's absolutely insane. That's ludicrous. It's just ridiculous. And once again, big shout out to hip-hop for 50 years and 50 years plus more.
All right, brother. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a new day. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jesse from Georgia, man.
Jesse from Georgia.
What up? Get it off your chest, brother.
Man, that story about that little boy going to jail for peeing on a tire is crazy.
It is.
Man, I work in construction and we pee outside all the time. So
wow.
I've never seen anybody get a ticket or go to jail for it.
Well, y'all ain't never been caught either, though.
You know, I've seen officers sometimes pee outside of their car.
That's hypocritical. I would have to make a citizen's arrest.
Yeah, you're gonna arrest him while he got his hand.
Officer with his penis in his hand, you're like, freeze. You're under arrest.
What's wrong with you, man?
You know, they back up. They back up in the, you know, little spot and, you know, do what they got to do. Pull back off.
I mean, like I said, I've done it many a times, and it is really foul. Like, you know, I understand. I think giving the young boy a ticket is too far, but I mean, even if you gave his mom a ticket, cool. But you taking him to jail and all that? Like, come on. He's a 10-year-old kid. That guy don't have no kids?
I think the only time that is reasonable is if a person is drunk.
Right.
You know what I mean? If a person is drunk and they just whip out and pee anywhere, that's different. But if, like, a person really has to go and there's nowhere else to go, I don't think that's something to lock somebody up for.
I agree. Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Tim from Toledo, your favorite white listener. I love you guys.
What's happening?
Tim, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Anytime I hear these stories about these police, I feel compelled to call. About 40 years ago, me and a buddy, we were at a festival in Toledo. And as we were leaving, my buddy had to really go to the bathroom. So we getting ready to get in the car, and he went up against this tree. I was the lookout guy. I seen absolutely nobody in sight. He starts going to the bathroom, and this guy comes out of nowhere and tackles him from behind while he's peeing.
You are a terrible lookout.
Long story short, this dude was a cop.
You're a terrible lookout.
You're a horrible lookout, bro.
You are a horrible lookout.
It was dark out. He was in an unmarked vehicle, man. I just looked like a parked car. I apologize. I was young. I tried to be a lookout, but he got tackled. He had to go to court, get a lawyer for, like, indecency exposure charges.
That's crazy.
And it is crazy. But I promise I wouldn't swear. I won't swear. I swear these white police, that guy that just arrested that little black dude, he probably was just a little jealous of what he was seeing.
Goodbye, Tim, man.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not talking about no 10-year-olds.
This is a 10-year-old's penis you're talking about.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Jesus Christ, man.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man?
Day Day.
Good morning, Kings. How y'all doing?
We doing peace, well. Peace, how you peace. Doing?
I'm feeling highly blessed and black and favored, as my Uncle Charlotte would say.
There you already know.
I haven't talked to y'all in a couple of years, but I had to call this morning. One, you know Jesus is on his way coming back when Cali get hurricanes.
Man, you ain't lying.
Hurricane, and then an earthquake.
Hurricanes and earthquakes at the same time. They called it a hurricane.
So I want to say, please, my people, be in prayer. Because God is love and he loves y'all. And we just got to be raising him on high for the blessings.
That's right.
All right, mama.
Well, you the other reason I'm calling y'all is because I just dropped my baby off in Fresno at California State.
Okay.
She's going to be a sign language interpreter. So we are highly favored and just grateful for the opportunity. But y'all, I spent all my money.
All right, well,
and I got two kids that have to go to private school, so I'm calling the bank for a little cash help this morning, y'all. My kids start school Monday because VA started school a week early this year. Mm-hmm. We usually start the day after Labor Day, which would have gave us 2 weeks.
Right. Oh, wow.
But we don't get 2 weeks. So, America, help this mother out. They got to go to Christian private school. I need to get up this tuition. Please cash out a sister something. $5, $10, it don't matter. I'm not too proud to ask for help. I need it.
What's your cash app?
My cash app is my name. D like dog, A like Adam, T like Tom, E-R-I-A, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S.
All right.
I'm telling you right now, there's a bunch of people listening saying, ain't no compelling story attached to that. You can't just be asking for money because you need it. We all need
listen,
we all need a little extra something.
You got to ask, Uncle. You got to ask. God knows I need it.
You're right.
All right, Mama. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. When we come back, we got to talk Irv Gotti. He was on Drink Champs again. And, you know, every time Irv Gotti goes on Drink Champs, there is something. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. Man. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'll tell you one thing. Today is the Mondayest Monday I've experienced in a long time.
What you mean?
It just feels like an extra, extra Monday. These are the kind of Mondays that make me want a four-day work week. You know what I mean?
Every Monday kind of makes me feel that way.
Not like this one. I don't know why. Today is the Mondayest Monday I've felt in a while.
Because you took that edible.
Nah, not really. I take edibles on Sunday nights a lot. But today just feel like Monday. But hello, Monday!
Well, let's jump right into it. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Irv Gotti.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Right. Yes. Now, Irv Gotti was on Drink Champs talking to Nori and EFN, and they had a discussion about Hov's Book of Hov that's at the library in Brooklyn, and talked about possibly, or he heard a rumor that Dame Dash was removed from the exhibit.
And well, the famous rumor is that Dame Dash is removed from that book.
Probably. I don't think Jay likes Dame.
Yeah, you can put some salt on it. But did you ever think that in the beginning, when you seen their chemistry, I'm talking about the three, you know what I mean? Because, you know, Biggs got, you know, with Drink Champs as well. But Biggs, Dame, and Jay, like, I never thought that this would happen. Did you see this day coming?
Remember what I said? Mm-hmm. Jay didn't need nobody.
Right.
He started Rockefeller with Jay and things so he should get credited. I'm saying the making of the records. Jay didn't need nobody. None. Jay was picking the beats. You Jay was rapping over the beats.
He gave Dame
Jay was
credit
making
before.
Things. Right. It was all Hov. Right. Dame was along for the ride.
Great ride.
It was a great ride.
I love Nori. When Nori was talking about the Book of Hov, like it was an actual book.
Yeah,
it's not an actual book. It's a
library exhibit.
It's an exhibit. You know what I mean? And for you know, for anybody listening, it's not a book. It's an exhibit. And I don't recall because I wasn't looking for it, but I'm pretty sure that there is pictures of Dame Dash in the Book of Hov exhibit. I can't sit here and say that for certain, but I'm almost positive.
Yeah, and I will also say that, yeah, I think Rockefeller was as big as it was because of those three individuals. I think they all put their heads together, and you know, Dame did marketing, Jay did the writing in this, and Biggs did this. I think it was all three of them. It was a collective that made Rockefeller as big as it was.
I don't know. I wasn't there. Irv was. No. But I'm pretty sure Dame Dash is in pictures at the Book of Hov exhibit. I don't, like I said, I can't say that for certain, but because I wasn't I was paying attention, but I wasn't looking to see if Dame wasn't there. You know what I mean?
Now, also, they talk about his relationship with Fat Joe. You know, for a long time, Irv Gotti and Fat Joe were really, really, really close. And at one time, Irv Gotti was talking about Ashanti. Fat Joe didn't like it and said how he felt. Well, Irv Gotti talks about him and Fat Joe, if they ever spoke, or are they still cool?
Fat Joe was my brother.
Right.
I do not feel Fat Joe is my brother anymore. Yeah, and I'm like, I guess it's a cancer trait.
Yes, it
some
is.
Some people will call it a
cancer. It's a sign you're talking about cancer? Okay.
Because once you show me who you are,
right,
or you speak negatively about me, it's over.
I mean, Irv, not wrong, though. If we brothers, I don't mind you having a critique. But, you know, when you use language like I'm a sucker, you know, like you got to call. You can't pick up the phone and call me and tell me that.
You can still feel that way. But it's just the fact that you did it in public and it speaks to me.
Pick up the phone and call me and tell me that. Don't tell the world that first.
Maybe Joe did. I'm not sure. But
nah, Irv said he did.
He didn't.
I watched that.
All right. Now let's talk about Love and Hip Hop. A lot going on in Miami over the week. Tommy Lee. You remember Tommy Lee? Of course, she's from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. She was arrested in Miami. They say she was arrested on drug charges, but this is what her team is saying. Her team is saying that she was at a restaurant after having a dispute with a disrespectful employee. Her team alleges that she was only approached by law enforcement because they are familiar with her. They chose to handcuff her and arrest her on grounds of drug possession, despite the fact that the drugs were, in fact, her friend's epilepsy medication. So they're saying that it was no coke. It was because she was arrested for, it says, first charge coke cell and I guess attempted to something. I don't know. But they're saying it was actually her friend's epilepsy medication. Gunplay was arrested on weapons charges after he was accused of pointing a rifle at his wife and baby. Now, Miami journalist Andy Slater is reporting that Gunplay is being accused of allegedly pointing a rifle at his wife while she was holding their six-month-old baby. Now, Gunplay has denied all allegations. The 44-year-old rapper is currently in jail with his bail set at $20,000. Now, Gunplay's wife also left a note on her social media. She said, "I just want everyone to know my daughter and I are safe. My daughter's safety is my first priority. Unfortunately, Richard is back using, developed a very bad drinking problem. I've tried everything in my power to help him and love him. This is a demon he has to overcome on his own. At this point, I really believe it's too late. To summarize last night's event, I asked Richard to quiet down as he scared the baby sleeping by yelling, playing Call of Duty. He started going off on me for asking him to be quiet. I tried to collect a bag so my daughter and I can go to a room while he sobers up. He didn't want us to leave and things went left fast. He was arrested last night. The weapon is in police custody. I have a restraining order. My daughter is in my custody and I'm filing for divorce. He will never get the chance to disrespect us again. Thank you for all the well wishes and prayers. This is a very traumatizing experience. Please keep me in your prayers." All right. And lastly, Jermaine Dupri. Now, Jermaine Dupri, we was talking about this earlier. He was kind of upset. He said that, just for the record, no brands have done any dinners or get-togethers in Atlanta celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop.
That's hard to believe.
And that's crazy.
That's hard to believe. I saw people saying that that wasn't true, that there was a lot of brands that did things. And I know they did have a...
Did they have a
big show? Yeah, they had a big show.
It was Friday. I think it was the Friday before or something like that. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure. With so many talent and hip-hop that came out of Atlanta, I would have loved to see something maybe bigger on a scale like they did at Yankee Stadium up here. But who knows?
Why can't Jermaine Dupri do it?
He could have did it. JD is
big enough to do it. Like, JD could have did something himself if he thought that hip-hop wasn't being represented right coming out of the ATL.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Yeah, I'm looking at... The Atlanta Journal-Constitution.com. Yeah, 50 years of hip-hop. T.I., Goody Mob, the headline. Free Atlanta concert. Several other city-sponsored events to celebrate city's contribution to music genre. This was on August 1st. It's an article by Ernie Suggs.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
They did do things.
Yeah, clearly they did things.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, that is your rumor report. When we come back, we got front page news. Teslin Figueroa will be joining us. And then we got some special guests coming up. We have Jason Mitchell and Barton Fitzpatrick. You know them from The Chi. They got a new flick, Everything Is Both, and we'll kick it with them in a little bit. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
If you're hiring, you know it's hard to attract top talent.
Team up with a hiring partner who understands how tough it is and knows what you need. ZipRecruiter. Go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get back in some front page news. Tezman Figueroa is back. Good morning, Tez.
Good morning, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace, Tez.
Now, let's jump right into it. Let's talk about Florida and cockroach spray.
Okay, well, before I do this, what do you say about Florida, Charlamagne?
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
All right. A Florida woman allegedly spiked a man's drink with Raid roach spray after the pair met at a local bar. Volusia County Sheriff's Office said the 29-year-old Veronica Klein has been charged with drink poisoning. The deputies were called to her home around 4:30 a.m. where they met the man who had become ill. He said he came home with her after, I guess they met at the club and she asked him to continue drinking with her. He had two drinks, began feeling sick, and then she allegedly admitted to him that she spiked his drinks with the roach spray. What? The sheriff's office said that the victim told deputies that he was vomiting for about 30 minutes before he called for help, and he had become sick again while he was actually giving his statement. Now, she wasn't at home when they found her, and a law enforcement canine unit tracked her down, and she was taken into custody. And if you want to see what that looks like, they do have the video showing what a pleasant experience that was for the canine dog to track her down. The officer was concerned if she was bit by the dog and, you know, took her into custody, and she's alive and well and will be charged.
Well, what happened? How does the conversation go from let's have a drink to I'm going to put some Raid in your reposado? Like, how did that happen?
I have no idea.
Lord have
mercy. I have no idea.
Yeah, was she trying to rob him? Was she trying to kill him? Because they just met. Nobody knows?
Nobody knows. It's just saying that's just what she did. And I thought it was interesting that she admitted to him. Like, hey, yeah, I put some Raid, you know, some roach spray. So I don't know what's going on. If that was just some... And I don't know.
Roach spray is strong, though, because you would smell it. Like, roach spray is very strong. Like, that's the drink I would be like, you know what? I'm not going to have this drink. Like, because roach spray is strong.
Yeah, what the hell did he order that he ain't spelled it? He didn't smell the roach spray, you know, as he was sipping it.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Yeah, so I guess this was at her home. So I don't know if he, you know, maybe she put something in a straw. I have no idea. Again, this goes back to just what you say. This is Florida. So that's just the only explanation that I can give on this story.
Now let's talk New York City and asylum seekers.
Yep, New York City wants to house migrants at a closed federal prison that once jailed monsters. Now that's not the only location that the city is considering to bring these migrants to. So let's take a listen to the report, talk about it on the other side.
We got an update from the city this afternoon. We're told over 101,000 migrants have arrived in New York City since this crisis began, and that number continues to go up.
We are just simply out of space.
The city's deputy mayor for communications holding a news conference outside of the Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown Manhattan Friday, a site that has reached capacity for migrants.
We're appreciative of what the governor and the state have done, but we need more.
He says over 101,000 migrants are now in New York City, and 59,000 are living in 202 emergency shelters across the five boroughs, with hundreds still coming in every day.
Yeah, so there's certainly an issue going on there in New York. They are suggesting that they go to the Jacob Center, Sunny Dormitories, and prisons like the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Lower Manhattan, which closed in 2021 following Jeffrey Epstein's suicide. But the New York City Immigration Coalition says that the MCC is not a suitable for location for anybody, let alone someone that's trying to set up a new life in a new country. So again, certainly a migrant issue that New York is having a hard time maintaining.
What are the conditions of this federal prison now? Is it still like built like a prison?
Still built like a prison. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're saying it's not a place for anybody to go in general.
Yeah. But
where do they send these people? So mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I'm seeking some sort of freedom, you know,
I don't
want
to go to jail.
The last place I would want to be is in a prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are mad at Eric Adams. They believe that he should be here. He took a 3-day trip or 4-day trip to Israel. They said to learn more about the Jewish culture. People are upset about that. They're saying that he should be here dealing with all these asylum seekers and all these
migrants. He should be here doing his job.
Yeah, that's what people are upset about.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is front page news.
All right, and listen, make sure you subscribe to Tezman Figueroa's podcast, this Great Shot, No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, and follow Tezman Figueroa on all social media platforms at Tezman Figueroa.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got actors Jason Mitchell and Barton Fitzpatrick. You know them from The Chi, and of course, they got their own flick on Tubi right now called Everything Is Both, and we're going to talk to both of them when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
This is the third time around you've been mispronouncing my name. It's Barton. Barton.
When I said Barton? Barton. You know what it is? Because even with Charlamagne, his name is Leonard, right?
No, it's
but
not.
He wants me to call him Lenard. He wants to call him Lenard.
Lenard.
That's
my name.
Barton.
And Lenard.
His name is Leonard. You get a little money. My name not Leonard no more. My name is Lenard. My name is Barton. Barton Fitzpatrick. Welcome, fellas.
Thank you.
How y'all feeling, man?
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. I can't lie.
It's good to see y'all together, man. Clearly, y'all got cool on the Shy. Y'all became good partners on the Shy, right? Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. And, like, he's one of my favorite people to work with. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to make it feel real all the time and, like, really lock in. You know, they got what you call, what, dialing it in? When people are saying the words and they're looking you right in the eyes, but you can tell they like thinking about some shit they left in the microwave. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah. So he's always been good to work with.
Absolutely. From day one, you know, meeting this gentleman. Because the thing was when I found out that he would be coming to the show, I knew it would be a hit just off of who he was, you know. So my thing was, if I just had a scene with him, I knew I would pop. So it's like, of course, y'all saw what we was able to do. Absolutely. I was absolutely able to treat him and bully him, you know, which upped me. So thank this brother. You know, y'all not just really my brother, that? Though.
Nah, no.
Actually, he's you brought my, he's the reason why I was here the first time around. He paid for my flight and my hotel and everything. I was broke.
What you mean?
When my first time coming to the Breakfast Club. We was in Atlanta together. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He took care of me. He's my big brother.
Wow. God damn, Showtime. Absolutely. Showtime couldn't pay for that.
Jesus. Yeah, we got a few things to discuss with them.
Well, how did you know that, you know, you wanted to pay for Barton's flight and everything? Like,
see, how did you know he Barton was wanting
to go do? To me, money isn't real, bro. You know what I mean? And I feel like Chicago is a lot like New Orleans. Like, a lot of times we don't get these opportunities. Indeed. So if you just take a little bit of money to be able to change somebody's life forever, to be able to bust their imagination open forever, like, that's dope. The money ain't even nothing.
Sure. And now the world knows how broke actors are because we on strike, but, you know.
Right.
Jason Ben knew what it was, so he took care of me. You know what I'm saying?
You do that for a lot of people? Or did you see something special in the brother?
I definitely saw something special in him, you know, but I'm one of those people who feel like I try to be the person I wish people was for me.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Because nobody really exposed me to what I was about to get into. You know what I mean? I really went from Holly Grove to Hollywood. Like, there's literally articles that say from Holly Grove to Hollywood. And I didn't, you know, I had to learn how to grow in that space by myself. So, you know, whenever I see somebody who career kind of like mimics mine a little bit, you know, I try to put him under my wing, show him a little love.
You lost weight too, man.
You know, I'll be trying to take a couple of pages out your book. But I mean, my thing is, bro, I don't have no desire to be sexy for real. You know what I mean? I feel like I already identify as sexy, so I don't need a hard ass six pack and I don't need all that. You know what I mean?
I hate to talk about my coworker, right? But my coworker feels like he look like Morris Chestnut sometimes.
No, I don't feel like that. Morris Chestnut feels like I look like Morris Chestnut.
Why your mouth open? Because you know it's a lie. Like, you like, Morris, what coworker? You looking for another coworker in here, right?
Morris Chestnut said he's got mistaken for me. He
that's
said
a
that himself
goddamn
on
lie.
Jennifer
maybe,
Hudson
show. Maybe Morris Almond. Not quite chestnut. But nah, y'all can definitely pass for family for sure, though.
For family. Cousin. Second or third cousin on his mom's side.
Now let's talk about Everything Is Both. What is Everything Is Both?
Yes, now, wait a minute. Are y'all supposed to be talking about films and stuff? I thought.
Well, see, this is the beauty in it, right? Because we definitely stand in solidarity with all of our actors, with the writers, because, I mean, y'all need to pay us.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do without us?
Directors as
AI
well.
AI can't do it, people. Believe me. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to find Jason Mitchell in the computer. You understand what I'm saying? But it's beautiful because we could talk about what we did on our own, which makes this so special, you know? Me and Bart are both producers on this film, so it's like, it's dope. We definitely stepped it up. And we did this during COVID when everybody was like, man, it's crazy. And we could only use skeleton crews and you had to have masks and tests and all this different stuff. Like, we produced a movie ourselves. Everybody thought we was tripping, but we've been number one for how many weeks?
Several at this point.
Oh, on Tubi. Yeah, absolutely.
But major props to the writer who's in the room, Jaquavis Coleman. You know what I'm saying? That's the architect, and you know what I'm saying? He put everything together. Mm-hmm. So,
well, tell us about Everything Is Both.
So Everything Is Both, it's an action thriller. You know, a lot of mystery going on. Like we said, it was written by Jaquavis Coleman. And it was the start of something beautiful for us, you know, because it was the first time I've ever read a book fully through. And I know that might sound crazy, right? But Jaquavis sent me the book. And me and him been friends for like 18 months before we even started doing movies or whatever. But I'm reading his book like, damn, and I didn't even put it down. I might have took like a bathroom break or something. But I was like, yo, the book is dope. So one day he came to me and was like, I think I want to turn this into a movie. I'm like, sign me up. You know, so we just start putting it together. He sent me the script. I was like, I think I know somebody who would be great to play Scar. We called Bart in. I mean, the rest is history. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What does independent films offer you that, you know, the Hollywood ones don't? Like, what have y'all gotten from this particular situation that y'all wouldn't someplace else?
Freedom. Freedom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freedom. In a lot of spaces. And also, I mean, like, let's be honest, bro. IP, intellectual property, is a big deal. Ownership is a big deal. So when you talking about being one of a few people who getting a check cut and you making your money back in a couple months, like, what just happened? You know what I mean? Like, it gives you a whole different type of life when you realize you can dig in your own pockets, make your own movie, put it out to your own fans, and really get a check that you never seen in front of the camera, you know, in these big studio movies. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, I don't have nothing against them. You know,
as an artist and an actor, we need creative control, you know what I'm saying? Right. So independent projects and working with creatives like Jaquavis and being able to produce alongside your friends, you're able to control the character, you know what I'm saying? Like, in my experience in acting, that's really important, you know what I'm saying? So that's my biggest, I love that as far as the
independent. And that has to be big because, you know, we've seen you get killed off on two shows. Both of those shows, people loved you as a person, but you can't control what happens.
Exactly.
And how does that feel? Both times you can read the script and you'd be like, well,
no more checks.
Tuesdays.
Well, just no more checks. But nah, it's like, yeah, because they'd be like, why they keep doing that to you? And it's like, if only I could tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But in these independent projects, I ain't too much got to worry about that. Right. Especially when you produce.
Tell us, Bart?
Huh?
Why can't you tell us?
Tell us what?
Why they keep doing this?
Why they keep killing you off?
Why they keep killing me off?
Yeah.
In my opinion?
Yeah.
As Jason goes under the table.
Right. Like, I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. They got to stop, though.
They got to stop.
Yeah. They should stop.
Yeah, because I feel like there's there can be discrimination on both sides. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
What you mean?
I just think that sometimes one party can be respected, but the other party's wishes can't be respected. I'll leave it at that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Power is power. I got killed off on Power. Ain't nobody safe on that show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, Shy, you were a major player on that show.
Somebody absolutely. That people love. They love the character.
And they still love me forever. You know what I'm saying? I truly respect, you know, like the opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Because it's endless opportunities that come from that. But
yeah,
do y'all still watch it?
I don't watch my own stuff, period. You know this about me. I don't really like to watch my own stuff. Like, I think we will watch it when we have, like, those screenings or whatever, when they just let the cast see it.
I'm happy but and like, proud of our castmates being able to go six seasons, especially my little brothers and, you know what I'm saying, like Alex, Mikey, and Shimon. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's important to see them continue to grow.
Right for
that's
real.
Not even straight out of Compton? And that's on BT all the time.
No, for real. I watched Straight Outta Compton like four straight times. I'm not going to lie, because we had the premiere and then, you know, we had some moments. Like, that changed my life. You know what I mean? But like, as I constantly watch it, I'm like, man, I could have did this better. I could have did that better. You know, like the New Orleans accent slipped out heavy at the end.
I was like, no, doc, please don't tell me. I'm like, damn.
You know, and it's like all kind of spots I look at like, damn, I could have did a better job in this situation. So I try not to watch my own stuff because I'd be my worst critic, you know?
All right, when we come back, we got more with Jason Mitchell and Barton Fitzpatrick. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with actors Jason Mitchell and Barton Fitzpatrick. Charlamagne?
What was it about this role that y'all connected?
Oh, man. You want to tell them about the diner thing?
I know. Go for it. Go for it. Yeah, please tell
them. We hadn't worked together in a while, and it's refreshing to, you know what I'm saying, to be back on set with your homie, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, we're really brothers. So it was this one particular scene. And like I said, Jaquavis allowed me to come and pretty much direct some of my scenes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Also, like, incorporate ideas as far as, you know, the script. But this one particular scene, Jason had to get emotional. And it was like, I know his work. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I know his...
Let me elaborate on this a little bit. I'm going to just be frank. Actors do not like taking notes from other actors.
Really?
If unless you're the director... Please shut up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like a Denzel, you ain't wrong.
I mean, if it's Denzel or like a Sam Jackson or somebody, we'll probably listen. But at the same time, they know how actors feel, so they would probably never do that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, exactly. Actors just don't give each other notes. It's not a thing. But like, I'm like three takes in, I'm crying. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm going through my breathing situation. And he comes to me and he like fighting back tears almost. And he like, bro, how about less sorrow and more shame. You're ashamed of yourself right now. And I was like, what? My brain just unlocked, went to a different place. You know what I mean? And it was like beautiful to have that moment. I was like, yo, this is dope. And like to think that that's coming from my little homie, like, and we have that energy that we could really run with on set. Like, that was fire.
Absolutely.
And like when you watch the movie, when people watch the movie, they're like, man, you really had me crying, bro. But that was your boy right here.
That's dope.
Yeah, absolutely.
You might need to direct one of these pieces, yeah, my absolutely. Guy. Absolutely.
And what's your thoughts on Tubi? You seen Tubi allowing a lot of producers and a lot of independent people to get a shot and to get a chance, you know.
Man, listen.
I'm gonna get Tubi tatted on my back, man, for real. For real. Tubi is the next wave. That's the next big thing.
For
absolutely.
Sure.
Thank you, Tubi.
They're giving us an opportunity to boost our confidence to jump into this lane. You know, because I think a lot of times people are under the impression that Hollywood is such a cliquish business and they only want to hire their friends and this and that. But the truth is they don't have time to teach you why you on a job. And you know what I mean? They pay you handsomely to be able to do this job. So you need to know how to do it, you know? So it gives our people this space to be able to go in and get better.
To fuck up.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but at the same time, they making great.
Exactly.
I feel like it's the only thing to do now. Like, if I was a writer or an actor and Hollywood was doing me dirty, I'd be trying to get SAG or someone just to give us approval to go make these indie movies.
Yeah, like, bro, listen, I wish I could pull up the numbers to really show y'all, but I feel like they might, you know what I mean? They might be on us too heavy after that. But like, we really making your money back that fast is crazy.
Bart paid for his own flight to pay this time.
Exactly.
So y'all got your ROI and made profit already.
Exactly.
But also, man, I be still missing that love. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I haven't got embraced this much.
Really?
Since those days, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, that's true. Like, seeing
Glory
Days, like,
season 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Now my family is calling. Friends, random people stopping me on the street. Like, for real.
Man,
bro,
nobody talks about that. Bart, you ain't lying. That's a big part of a lot of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, people want that.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
And I got two movies trending on Tubi right now. You know what I'm saying? Check out Wayward if y'all ain't seen that. Play up, you know what I'm saying? A serial killer. You know what I'm saying?
Did y'all get nervous after the Shy, when y'all left the Shy? Like, as in that y'all might have been blackballed, that people wouldn't work with y'all. Were y'all nervous at all?
Absolutely. I went from 10 lines. I was only supposed to be in the pilot episode. So to go from that and become a series regular, I hit a stain. That's a lick. You know what I'm saying? From the crib, we already know that's a lick. So right. It's like I wasn't in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a pivotal figure. I thought, like, because the show was critically acclaimed, of course, it was like endless jobs. But I realized it's a hit show, but it's still a hit black show. You know what I'm saying? So in these audition rooms in L.A., oh, I heard of the show, but I never watched. And it's like, really? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, it got to the point where even now, like, need a job. You know what I'm saying? That's why you see we doing what we doing. You know what I'm saying? But I very, very extremely nervous. Not necessarily blackballed or nothing like that, but it's just like, man, like, you to book any, you know, role, period, that's like one in a million. So it's like, yeah, of course. Even now, every day, I still worry, like, what's going to be the next thing. So, for sure. Yeah.
Right. Like, for me, I definitely was nervous more on the level of, like, I felt misunderstood. When everything popped off, you know, and everything was happening, I felt very misunderstood because nobody was educating me about my job and about my newly found fame. It was none of that, you know, and only like what? Like 6% of us are represented behind the scenes. As far as like the below the line jobs, it's only 6% of us. So it ain't nobody to put you under their wing or be like, oh, now since you're famous, here's how the next 10 years of your life gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Jamie Foxxes of the world, Anthony Andersons, you know, Lawrence Fishburnes of the world, they'll sit you down and have a nice talk with you, but you don't call them people with your problems like, man, what I'm supposed to do when this happened? What I'm supposed to do when this happened? So I felt very much like a fish out of water and I didn't know who to call, you know? But the last thing you want to do is go back to where you came from. So I was like, man, I just had to start being prayed up every day. Like, it just came a thing where I was like, you know what, God, you put me in this position. So obviously you wanted to sit me down.
Absolutely.
Learn me something real quick, you know what I mean? And put like a whole different crew of people around me.
And I wanted to say something real quick. Also, you had asked, just to piggyback off that question, I do have people like Lorenz Tate, you know, that's family, Lamar Tate, who actually was on the phone with me, you know what I'm saying, giving me confidence and advice on how to maneuver through it and letting me know it's always going, you know what I'm saying? Every actor has experienced what you're feeling, you know what I'm saying? You're going to continue feeling like that. So You know what I'm saying? It is a couple people who I've been able to talk to, but also seasoned actors. One in particular, I ain't gonna drop his name, but he told me to go back and get a security job.
No.
No cap.
Why security?
Like, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, don't you know I'm raw as hell? Like, I'm still a raw ass actor. I'm sure I'll keep making something. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't know where he was at.
He said, go get a security job.
Man told me to go work the night shift. Jeez. Get a security job.
That's wild.
For sure, for sure.
What did you learn in all of that, Jason, when you went through all of that you was going through?
Like I said, for one, you let them feed you, you let them starve you. Two, if you leave yourself vulnerable for some bull to happen, it's going to happen. And through it all, because there's a difference between being like a male and a man, right? And I think that what I was going through was pushing me out of the boy stage and forcing me to be a man. Like, and it just is what it is. Like, a lot of times, you know, the issues that you deal with be from the past. You know, like, for instance, my dad, you know, he killed himself when I was 15 years old, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I knew my father properly. So I couldn't know God properly. So I had to start fixing that part. And I just had to start growing as a man, surround myself with men. You know, like, I even found a Bible study group that's all men called EFL Equipped for Life, and we just be in the backyard, you know what I mean? We do like Bible study like 3 different times a week just in case you miss it. You know, they got a little podcast, everything rolling. But it's like to be around men that hold you accountable and help you point out different issues you may have. Like, it was a very enlightening thing for me, you know, because being a father myself, like, I want to make sure I'm the best father that I could be. But a lot of times, you know, these generational curses be a real thing because we not acknowledging really what the problem is. While I was sitting on top of the world, it was to the point really where, like, I was so busy. Like, I was booked till 2023 back then. So I was so busy that, like, I didn't want to talk business with people when I went out. Like, I wasn't never an ass to nobody, but, like, I was very out of touch with what could have been. I could have been thinking, let's do something independent. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, when it was falling through like that, I had so much more of a voice. Like for instance, bro, look at Charles King.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, look what he's doing with Macro. Absolutely. They Clone Tyrone was just a hit. Like, Mudbound got nominated for 4 Oscars. We see what happened when you give the right black money. Man. Exactly. Exactly. When you get it right, win the money, you understand. You see what happens. Yeah, great things happen.
Now they do amazing things. You know? He was just up here.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, that's another person that inspires me. We trying to get to that space. We need 60 macros. We need macro to be just as potent as Universal.
All right, well, don't move. We got more with Jason Mitchell and Barton Fitzpatrick. It's the Breakfast Club. We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with actors Jason Mitchell and Barton Fitzpatrick. Charlamagne?
You're a phenomenal actor, Jason. So it makes me wonder, did other actors and actresses reach out to you? Because it's like, yo, you have a mishap or whatever it was, but that don't mean it's over. Did anybody reach out to you to let you know that?
Well, you know, yeah, a bunch of people did. You know who actually really was in my corner and really helped me get my mind right was Issa Rae. Mm-hmm. She was like, bro, like, you going through the fire right now, and to be honest, you too hot for the people who even love you to f*** with you right now. It just is what it is. But when that wear off, they're going to have people on the other side. Like, you just going through a storm, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's cool. But, like, when I sit back and look what she's done, she's always had that attitude. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let these people tell me what I can and can't do. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to exalt myself as a beautiful black queen and move like that. Mm-hmm. You know? So when I'm looking at what she done, I'm looking at Insecure, I'm looking at the coffee shops, I'm like, oh, Issa me, please.
Yeah, Issa got the best blueprint in Hollywood to me.
Facts.
She mind her business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, facts. She puts out dope quality.
Right.
She stays above all the mess. Mm-hmm.
Right.
There's no mess about her. Like,
exactly. But it still show up and say, I'm voting for everybody black.
Yeah, hopefully she can give us a job. She checks this interview
out. Issa, listen, I'm not
fans,
saying I'm
know,
against
big,
it.
Huge fan.
I was gonna ask, is there anybody that surprised you that you thought was on your side, or any, because you know, or even press that was like, we can't rock with you?
Oh, a bunch of them. I will not give them.
Without saying names, though.
Well, see, this is the thing. This is how I really
can I say
honestly
something real quick?
Feel.
Yeah. Can I say something real quick?
Speak, Bart.
When my brother situation happened, I was at an LA party. And it was a group of names, you know what I'm saying? Literally, we was about to take a big picture. And they said, on the count of three, no Jason Mitchell.
You lying.
All black actors. So what I want y'all to know is people are jealous and they're haters. Like,
of course. Wow.
Like he said, he's a real from New Orleans who then instantly hit it on all y'all and became Eazy-E.
Right.
The man, you know what I'm saying? A lot of actors who've been doing this way longer than us. Same thing with me. You just out of the gate. You're Rez from the Shire. You the biggest, you know what I'm saying, gangster in TV history. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
I'll say that. But,
wow.
But yeah, it's like, so they be hating. People be waiting for us to fall off. Like, they can't, you know what I'm saying?
Especially.
Yeah. Especially actors, you know
a
what I'm saying?
A lot of them calling me for jobs now, though, and I still give them a job. You want a job, Ernie?
Somebody, you know, the interesting thing about that, man, I know executives who worked there, and they were like, man, it's just the climate. They was like, they basically were like, he didn't do what people think he did.
Right.
But because of the climate and the way the headlines were, people thought, oh, he's a monster, this and that.
Definitely got railroaded for sure.
They was like, it was because of the climate.
Mm-hmm. It definitely was. But at the same time, like I said, it was a God thing. Mm-hmm. For me, that's how I look at it, you know, because nobody could have protected me the way he did. Like, even if it was the same position, you know what I mean? It could have been a lot worse for me. It really could have. Like, because like Bart said, you know, they got people out there who just, they smile in your face, you know what I'm saying? But to stab you in the back with a big old knife, you know? So, but I choose to, like, say, God bless y'all, for real. Mm-hmm. It's easier because it's, like, to harbor that much negative energy is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't sleep. Like, and don't get it twisted. When this first happened, I was so hurt. I felt like they had so many people that I know for a fact could speak up for me and could have said something and could have did something, but they didn't. That's the reality of the situation. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody come and save me and all of that. So all I had to look at was like God. But I'm not about to let nobody live in my head rent free and have my heart beating fast and me crying myself to sleep.
I never saw you be bitter. That was
especially when you know you better than all these too.
Hey, you know, that's the thing.
Confidence,
you can't stop LeBron from jumping from the free throw line. Right. It's a lot of shit you know, you could do to hate, but like, nah, I'm going to go off the glass on you every time.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? So it just is what it is. Like, people thought I was crazy at first. When me and Quay first started putting this movie together, everybody's like, Jason, you know, be careful. You went through a thing, but it doesn't mean you should start doing black movies. What does that mean?
Whoa.
You know what I mean? What are you talking about? Don't start doing black movies. I'm sorry that if I want to do a movie with my friends, we just happen to be black. You know what I mean? I don't know what that means.
Because they don't understand if LeBron goes to the Pacers is now a dynasty. You know what I'm saying? Right. They don't understand that.
Right.
When Bart and Jason attach to anything, it's going to be a hit. That's what they have to understand. You know what I'm saying? And people in L.A., they don't really see that. You know what I'm saying?
And they have people who didn't want to pick it up at first. We was like, all right, that's cool. You know, because we went to Apple and Amazon first, and they had, you know, but we have good relationships with them too, you know, so like we put it up on those platforms and it did good, but when it went to Tubi and everybody started to see it and the numbers started to climb so high, now everybody spinning with it. About everything is both.
We're going to need that sequel. They're demanding it.
We'll take it. You know, just slap that check on the desk. We all good.
Is there anything personally you felt like you needed to change, even just looking back? Just holding yourself accountable. What do you feel like you did wrong?
Yeah, I feel like I was moving too fast, but I had to learn. I had to learn the hard way, and it's cool because now I will never make those mistakes again. I'm not living that way.
When you're black in Hollywood, they don't allow you to make no mistake.
Exactly. No. Exactly.
They ready to cancel you.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're praying on it.
And to be honest, that was the only thing that kind of had me bitter for a second was nobody ever put me under their wing and told me that. You know, if you slip, they're not going to let you back in here, because it took me a long time to realize that I was at work even when I was off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, as soon as you cross the threshold of your door, like, you at work, this is what you signed up for. You hope that you're giving out the best energy that you can, and you hope that you're leading by example the best way you can. Sometimes it get tricky, you know? It's more than just wearing black designers. We both got on black designers,
yes,
by the way.
Shout out to Stevie.
Thank you.
Shout out to designers, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sugar Hill.
Stevie Gudeau.
Shout out
to Stevie Gudeau. Oh, yes, and this is that ooh-wee. Yeah. Shout out to Nikki T for putting me in that ooh-wee.
What do you want people to take away from Everything Is Both?
That you and your friends could be number one, for one. Because I want people to go watch the movie. I don't want to tell them too many things.
Mm-hmm.
Because the movie is dope. The movie itself is, it's a fast-paced thriller that, you know, has... I mean, Jaquavis Coleman wrote it. Like, let's be honest.
If you don't know who Jaquavis Coleman is, I don't know what rock you've been under, but I'm sure you've read one of his books.
Right, absolutely. Right. In the words of the great Lil Jon, read a motherfucking book. You know what I mean? But yeah, he definitely put a great spin on it. You're going to see some great acting. You know, we gave some great opportunities, and there will be a part two for everybody who keep asking.
That's the main thing.
Yes, it's on the way.
Yes.
And yes, we're going to do the same thing that we did again, because the first time we had so many people audition that we had to turn people away.
Like,
it was crazy. But we made some great discoveries. We found some great actors. We got some seasoned actors in there. We also gave a lot of opportunities behind the camera for people to come in and, you know, put on for their brands, put on. So we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going, and we're just going to keep moving forward with it. And, you know, we hope people love what we do, because I ain't going to lie, us being number one was unexpected for sure.
Word.
He was definitely unexpected.
I just want them to know you don't miss when you get Barton J. You know,
there you go.
That's a fact, though. That's
clearly,
and that's the truth. Well, Everything Is Both is out right now. Make sure y'all pick it up, and we appreciate
it's
y'all.
It's on Tubi right now.
On Tubi, right?
Yeah. You want to say anything else that you got going on?
Oh, so I'm also producing another movie right now.
Aren't you nominated for an award?
Oh yeah.
Can't leave that up.
Congrats on the award. When's the movie coming out?
I believe October, but I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I'd be lying.
Okay.
I'd be lying. No, but yeah, so I started a 501c3 called Dream Seeker. Mm-hmm. It's been doing good, and we just on the last film that I produced in Orlando,
mm-hmm,
with Andrew Vanderhooten and Wes Miller. I got an opportunity to give two students scholarships, so they got to, work behind the scenes and pretty much work in every department. It was just a really, really dope experience. So we pushing forward with that, man. So Dream Seeker is going to train the people, and then we'll have the jobs to give them once they finish the training. So
that's dope.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, brother.
Y'all be sure to check out Manny Will Kill Me If I Didn't. Shout out Manny Haley. We actually have one of the hottest shows on BET Plus right now. It's called Legacy. Y'all check that out.
Hey, man, you was all the way on the Breakfast Club, man.
Manny's our guy, man.
That's my guy, too.
Legacy on BET Plus?
BET Plus, yeah. We about to finish out the season.
What up, Manny?
Yep, you already know.
All right.
Everything Is Both, too, on the way. You already know.
It's the Breakfast Club. It's Jason Mitchell, Barton Fitzpatrick. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes, happy Monday.
It's a Monday.
As happy as this Monday can be.
That's right. Now let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to Dwayne Haskins.
Rumor has it.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes. Right. Now, Dwayne Haskins, of course, NFL quarterback, he was struck by a car, we reported a couple of months ago. They said allegedly he ran out of gas and he was trying to flag down cars on the highway and he was hit and killed. Mm. But now they're saying there's more to that story.
It's now been 1 year since former NFL quarterback Dwayne Haskins was hit by a truck and killed on a Florida highway. And now a lawsuit has been filed by his widow alleging the star player was, quote, targeted and drugged as part of a blackmail and robbery conspiracy. The lawsuit is listing multiple people, including the driver who hit him, along with two restaurants, a golf driving range and a hotel as defendants. A toxicology report found Haskins was legally drunk when he was hit by a truck last April. He also tested positive for drugs that are used by medical professionals as anesthetics.
Excuse me, say what now?
Yeah, so
what happened there?
They're saying that there's more to the story. They found alcohol and drugs in his system, and they believed he was drugged and robbed.
So did he really run out of gas?
They're not saying. They don't know.
Yikes.
But they're saying there's definitely more to the story.
Mm.
Now, also, T. Morant, which is John Morant's dad, was at a basketball camp. And he was talking to the campers about next up in life, not just playing basketball, but also life. And he mentioned what's going on with his son a little bit.
I'm coming from thinking for my son, like, make sure anytime y'all anywhere know the capabilities of everybody around you, right? My son didn't get in trouble for the people around him. He got in trouble for his decision. So always be mindful of every decision y'all making, because it can pretty much take over you, it can consume you, and make you think that you who you're not. Anytime y'all everywhere, and they're saying the correct thing, anytime y'all everywhere, just think everything is looking at you, everything is magnified. The smallest thing you can do can make the biggest difference in your life.
By the way, that's amazing advice.
Right.
And I'm sure that he's probably giving that advice to his son, but it's up to you to listen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody can tell you anything, you know, but it's up to you to actually listen and apply the things that the OGs are telling you.
Yeah, and that was at the Up Next Elite Camp in New Orleans. If you didn't hear what he said, he was saying, my son didn't get in trouble for his friends. My son got in trouble for the decisions that he made.
That's real.
Which is the truth.
And I respect it, because that lets me know that he's making his son take accountability. You know what I'm saying? You mm-hmm. can't point the finger at anybody else. At the end of the day, you are ultimately responsible for your choices, including who you decide to be around.
That's true. That is true. And lastly, your cousins in the news today, Chloe Bailey and Halle.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe Bailey is defending her sister. I guess she's been wearing a lot of baggy clothes recently, and people are assuming that she's pregnant, and Chloe's upset about this.
And y'all better keep my sister's name out your mouth. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord. You're about to get me riled the hell up. Anyways, love you.
We don't play about Hallie.
No. Like, what the heck? Period.
So because the person is wearing baggy clothes now?
Yeah,
they pregnant? I thought baggy clothes was back in style.
Yeah, they say that believe she's hiding a growing baby bump. So her sister Stephanie's like, no, mind your business. Keep my sister's name out your mouth.
I literally thought baggy clothes was back in style. Aren't they?
I honestly didn't think about it like that. But yes, they are back in style.
Yeah.
They are. But I don't know. All right. And that is your
rumor. Why can't
she
just be a young girl following the latest trends? like, why does it have to be
why does
pregnant?
It matter? Why wouldn't she just want to wear baggy clothes? Like, who cares? Like, some days my kids wear baggy clothes. Some days, like, who cares? Like,
I never. The internet.
I guess you're right.
The bloggers.
I guess you're right.
The people who need content every day. Yes.
I guess you are right. And that is your rumor report. Now, donkey today. Who are you giving that donkey to?
Man, four after the hour. We need two Dallas police officers. Actually, four Dallas police officers. Two haven't been identified. They haven't released their names. But the other two are James Smith and Juan Figueroa Luna. Oh, y'all claim to care about America's veterans, huh? We'll discuss for after the hour.
All right, we'll get to that next, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
It's tough to find that right person, especially when it comes to hiring for an open role. But ZipRecruiter's matching technology makes it easy to find and invite great candidates to apply to your jobs. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Donkey of the day for Monday, August 21st, goes to two Dallas police officers who have been identified as James Smith and Juan Figueroa Luna, as well as two on-duty police officers who have not been identified. Now, two off-duty police were working security at Sirius Pizza, and they refused to let a disabled Army veteran use the restroom. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to WFAA 8 ABC for the report, please.
The Dallas Community Police Oversight Board has launched an investigation into several officers. They were caught on body cam video laughing at a disabled Army veteran who accidentally urinated on himself. Dinell Lane says he was refused access to the bathrooms at Sirius Pizza in Deep Ellum. Lane was injured in combat in his lower extremities and says he tried to get help from a couple off-duty uniformed officers by showing them his medical paperwork. He says they brushed him off. He presented his case to the board after internal affairs found no wrongdoing.
And it's been a constant fight having to explain myself about my disability just to get assistance from public servants and private businesses while I'm out and about. This battle leaves me in constant depression and suicidal at times because of the shame of asking strangers for help.
Now, Dallas police officials tell us they will also conduct an administrative investigation. We've also reached out to Sirius Pizza and are waiting to hear back.
This is why when people scream about patriotism and being patriotic, I say bah humbug. Okay, we live in a country where so many military veterans are homeless, don't have health insurance, standing on the corner with signs begging for change, and we folks will drive right by them. Okay, we the people will drive right by them. All right, imagine fighting for a country but then can't even afford a meal in said country when you get back. But we talking about being patriotic. Military veterans in this country should be treated like the salt of the earth. They shouldn't have to touch their pockets ever. They should get free top-notch health care, free room and board, and they should get some stipend every month to take care of their bills. And there should be veteran discounts on everything. Now, I know there is military discounts on a lot of things, but in America, there should be a military discount, veteran discount on everything, including utilities, okay? This disabled veteran comes into a pizzeria, shows you his medical paperwork, and you deny him the opportunity to use the restroom. He ends up doing number one and number two on himself, and y'all laugh? to me, this is just symbolic of how America treats its veterans. Okay, they just pee-pee and doo-doo all over their service, but then tell folks who take a knee or don't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance that they are being unpatriotic and they are disrespecting the men and women who sacrificed their life for this country, who served this country. Really? Really? What's more disrespectful, taking a knee because you're protesting the injustice that black and brown people face by some police officers in this country, or some police officers denying a disabled Army veteran entry to a restroom? Huh? Making this man use the bathroom on himself and then laughing at him. Let me tell you something, man. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. We've been talking about this little 10-year-old boy in Mississippi who got arrested because he was peeing outside. This is why people pee outside, because they aren't able to get to a restroom in that moment. And sometimes, for whatever reason, they go into restaurants and other establishments and get denied entry. What do you think that reason could possibly be? Huh? Huh? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Huh? Color of skin, maybe? Maybe. Possible, huh? Look, if restrooms are for customers only, I understand. But you're not going to sit here and tell me there aren't exceptions to every rule. And if a disabled Army veteran isn't an exception, I don't know what is. All right, Harry Truman once said, our debt to the heroic men and valiant women in the service of our country can never be repaid. They have earned our undying gratitude. America will never forget their sacrifices. Harry, it will trouble you, okay, to know that America has clearly forgot. Please give officers James Smith, Juan Figueroa Luna, and the two officers who haven't been identified the biggest hee-haw.
That's crazy.
Yeah, don't just show respect to veterans on Veterans Day, people.
Just,
okay?
Just a side note, quick question. How many times have you been denied going to the bathroom? Like, you know, you go to a department store, you go to the store, and you be like, hey, I got to use the bathroom. They be like, no, the bathroom is only for workers. That happens a lot.
It's happened a few times.
Especially
now
that
I think about it. Yeah.
Especially the city. So, like, in a situation like that, you try to do this, right? You try to go to the bathroom. And there's been many times that they'll be like, well, the restroom's only for workers. Well, what do you do after that?
I've denied myself, being that, you know, if I see the bathroom, sometimes, most of the time, it'll say employees only. And I'll be like, oh, I'm not an employee. So I don't even bother to ask. You know, I've denied myself.
Because in certain situations, even with kids, and you have four, I got six, you know that there is no hold it sometimes. Sometimes when they gotta go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yeah, say peace, BET.
Peace, BET. Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, Joe Coy was here on Friday, and we had an interesting conversation about kind of moving on. And he said that him and his baby mother, they live across the street from each other. He actually bought the house across the street so he could be closer to the kids.
We're divorced for a reason, but we're great friends, and she's a great mom, and I'm a great dad, and together we're raising a great son.
So you bought a house across the street?
Yeah,
that's
a house right next
you
to mine.
You balling, Joe?
Yeah. You ever look out the window to see what they doing? Like, what are they doing?
No, I don't care, man. And every great moment that happens with me, I fire out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When I did Madison Square Garden, of course I'm not just going to share that moment with my son. I want his mommy there as well.
That's so dope. Is it a deal breaker if you're with another woman and they are like intimidated by the relationship?
Done. Bye.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, the minute you give any type of hate or anything on my son's mommy, it's like
gone.
Take care. Have a bad day.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Let me start with you, Charlamagne. Are you that mature? Could you do that?
Could I do that?
Yes.
I don't even want to think about a scenario like that, but yeah.
I'm not that mature.
Yeah, I respect what Joe Coy is doing because he's putting parenting
I get it.
Over dating,
yep.
You know, in any relationship that he could have. He's denying himself in a lot of ways, because what if he likes a woman, but, you know, that woman doesn't like the arrangement that he has with the mother of his child, but he's saying, okay, well, you got to go because I care about parenting and, you know, the mother of my child more. I respect it.
I understand, but across the street? Like, look out the window and see?
I mean, if you got the money to do it, I respect it. And I feel like I contributed to that money because I bought a bunch of Joe Coy's merchandise last week.
I seen that.
Okay?
I seen that.
After he come up here shaming me for no damn reason.
Well, I mean, that's the least you should do. Buy some of his merch because you don't go to none of his shows.
I bought the merch to wear to go to his show that I'm going to on November 10th or the 11th.
And you're the type to put it on and stay on the couch. That's you.
No. That's stupid. Who gets dressed up to lay on the couch? Nobody does that.
800-585-1051. Let's open up the phone lines. Could you do that? Could you live across the street from your ex and be cool with it? And be fine with it? And look out the blind.
Also,
and
it depends. See who's like going they, in there. Been broke
not,
up, though.
I'm just asking. I'm still not. Even if we've been broke up, no. I don't think I'm that mature. Across the street? Maybe down the block a little bit.
If it's about the kids and the parent, my children, yes, I could absolutely do
it. But let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let it call him my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Joe Coy. He was here Friday, comedian Joe Coy. You know the one that Charlamagne doesn't go to any of his shows. Yes, he was here Friday talking about his relationship with his baby moms, his ex, and how he bought her a house across the street. Let's listen.
We're divorced for a reason, but we're great friends, and she's a great mom, and I'm a great dad, and together we're raising a great son.
So you bought a house across the street?
Yeah, that's balling. A house right next
you
to mine.
You balling, Joe?
Yeah. You ever look out the window to see what they doing? Like what are they doing?
No, I don't care, man. And every great moment that happens with me, I fire out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When I did Madison Square Garden, of course I'm not just going to share that moment with my son. I want his mommy there as well.
That's so dope. Is it a deal breaker if you're with involved with another woman and they are like intimidated by the relationship?
Done. Bye.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, the minute you give any type of hate or anything on my son's mommy, it's like
gone.
Take care. Have a bad day.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Could you do that? I'm not that mature. I told y'all that. There's no way that my ex, somebody that I've had a relationship with or a child with or somebody that I love, lives across the street. I'm not there yet. Thank God I don't have to think about that, but I don't think I could look out my blinds and see somebody walking in the crib. Like, I couldn't do it. Charlamagne, you said you could.
If it was about the kids, yeah. Because at the end of the day, nothing comes before me being a great parent. And you know as well as I do, when it comes to children, man, you have to micromanage kids. You know, like you have to, you know, be on top of them every moment of the day, especially when they're younger. So for me, I don't personally have a problem if him and the mother couldn't work out, and Joe Coy has the money. Clearly, he does, because I bought 4 items off his website, and they were $300 for his merchandise. So clearly, he's making the money.
Yeah,
so if you got the money to where you can have the mother of your child in the same neighborhood as you, or you know, right next door, and it's all about raising the kids, I personally don't have a problem with it.
Hello, who's this?
TJ from Atlanta.
Hey, TJ from Atlanta, talk to us.
Hey, man, I think he said that because it sounded good on the radio.
What you mean?
To keep his wife happy. You say something good, you know, keep your wife happy on the radio.
That's not his wife.
That's not his wife. That's his baby mom. That's his ex.
His baby mom, to keep her happy. But sometimes you got to keep the female happy.
Would you do it, TJ?
But I couldn't do it. I don't think you can do it in 2023 like that. I know y'all gentlemen be married for a minute, so the same females ain't the same these days.
Listen, I don't even know how long Joe Coy and his baby mama have not been together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they could have not been together for a while. And, you know, those feelings of love and romantic stuff is over.
That's true.
And it's all about the child.
That's true.
And if that's the case, I respect it.
John, what up, John?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Now, what's up, brother?
You said you're living that life right now.
I'm living that life right now, man. I think that's the greatest thing. I think it's very wise for you to, you know, be next door to your baby moms, man. Any opportunity to be around your kids close is the way to be.
How long?
I'm not as fortunate enough to have that opportunity to have her living next door, but if I did, man, she would be.
How long have y'all been broken up?
My son is 15, so we've been broken up 15 years. We went through the turbulent in the beginning, but then we realized that it ain't worth the headache, and ever since we clicked in and figured it out, parenting's the way to go. I mean, ain't you no stress.
But you live across the street from each other, you said?
We don't. We live like 2 minutes away from each other. But
see, that's the difference. Well. 2 minutes away, I ain't mad at. But right across the street, you see everything that's going on. I don't need to see everything.
Don't mind your business. And you do need to see everything in regards to your children.
Not your baby moms, though.
But you ain't paying attention to her, because that's not what your concern is. Your concern is the child.
I ain't that mature. Margarita.
Beaming.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're talking Joe Coy and the fact that he purchased a house across the street for his ex. Could you do that? What's right. your thoughts on it?
I honestly couldn't do it, right? But if I'm in a relationship, or if I'm in a situation where my ex-husband, we're broken up, and it's not like a bad breakup, it's amicable, we're both mature about it, I don't see a problem. I wouldn't do it that way for him to do it.
Okay.
Y'all do realize this ain't about y'all and y'all little ashy relationship y'all had. This is about that beautiful little child that y'all created. Okay?
I gotta be a little ashy.
No, because if there's an issue between me and this person that I now, divorced to go back. Right, so if there's an issue, I don't want you to be directly across the street from me if we're going to be, ridiculous about it. If we cannot be, mature, then no. And then on another note, nobody said it was mature when Kanye did this. No one was throwing around that word when Kanye did it.
Well, Kanye's not mature.
Yeah, I don't think Kanye did it to raise the kids. I think he was doing petty.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, listen, I can't say why Kanye did what he did, but I know Kanye was attempting to do it, and I think because of the fact that we saw how volatile it seemed like that relationship was being on social media.
Well, he was attacking Kim in the media.
That's
at that
my
time.
Point. So when he did that, it seemed like, okay, this is stalking. This is going too far.
Right.
It's not like we saw them having a pleasant relationship Correct. Amongst each other in the media.
800-585-1051. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Joe Coy, comedian. He stopped through Friday. And he actually purchased his ex, his baby mom's, a house across the street. Could you do that? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Joe Coy. He was here on Friday, and he was talking about his relationship with his ex, his baby moms, and the fact that he purchased her a home across the street. Could you do that? That is the question. I'm not that mature. I couldn't do that. I'm looking out
yes,
the window.
You could.
I don't know, man.
You
I'm
could
looking
for
out
your
the
kids.
Window. I don't know.
Because that's the reason
not
they're doing
the street.
It. You could for the kids. Because keep in mind, that's the main thing we got to keep in mind about this Joe Coy situation. They're doing this for the child.
I get it.
This is about the child. You could do it for the child.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Justine.
Hey, Justine. Good morning. Talk to us.
I live in the same building with my ex. So it's okay to live across the street from your ex if you guys get along.
Got you. So you never had no problems. Everything's been good. You know where your kids are. Your kids can go from floor to floor.
Yes, everything is fine. We got 5 children, 13 grandchildren. So we do everything together.
Okay.
I respect it.
Even though he has a girlfriend, don't get me wrong.
Uh-oh, what that mean?
That ain't your business.
See, but see that the fact that she said it is her
right.
business.
It's not my business. She come over to visit, I do not go upstairs. I say hello to her, and I go about my business.
I respect
it. We get along. We've been together for like 30 years, but we broke up last year. But we live in the same building, so we good.
Does the girlfriend look better than you?
No, she's cute, though.
Okay.
I'm gonna lie.
Okay, all right.
I'll give her a compliment. Yeah, she's cute.
You proud of him?
Yeah, he's a DJ, so he's doing his thing. Yeah.
He's doing his thing. He's doing his thing.
See what I'm saying? Is the girl cute? She ain't cuter than me.
Hey, by the way.
She cute, but she ain't better than me.
When a black person say they doing their thing, they hating. You know what I'm saying? They hating. They don't want to make it seem. They don't want to seem like a hater, but they hating.
He a little DJ.
He doing his thing.
He a little DJ. Make a little money. He got a little girl. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Blair from Tampa.
Blair, what's up, brother?
What's up, man? Hey, so on the subject, man, I feel like Joe Coy should let his be a baby mama go. I mean, I feel like he still wants to be with her, want to have her that close, you know?
I don't agree with that. I really don't. I think it's all about the child, man. That's your child. The child should come before anything. I don't care what happened in y'all relationship between y'all two. If y'all got children, children come before anything else.
Onika.
Hey, morning.
Good morning, Onika. What's your thoughts on this, Onika?
I feel like it's wrong with it. If I had that type of money, I would love to get a house next door to my kid's father.
You would just prefer the house from the kid's father. You don't care where it is, though.
No. I'm in a situation I've been in the last 15 years now, and I just feel like it's not working out. But for the kids' sake, I still want them to be close. I don't want to be enemies.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Name is John. How you doing, man?
What's up, John? Talk to us. What's your thoughts, brother?
Yeah, I think it's an awesome thing that he's doing at all. I feel like if you have the means to do it, then why not? I mean, your family is important. You know, your kids. The most important thing. I mean, and anybody that comes into your life after the fact, I mean, they have to fall in place.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
Yep.
So what's the moral of the story?
Man, the moral of the story is everybody needs to have more emotional intelligence, man. And remember, it's not about you. It's about the goddamn children.
Right.
Okay, this is not about you and how you feel about this person moving on and this person having people in and out of the house. It's about you and that child. Because that's the only reason you would be doing this to begin with. You're doing this because you want to micromanage your kids, and I don't have a problem with that.
All right, so let's say your girl has a house across the street, right? And you're looking out the blinds and the real Morris Chestnut walks in the house. How'd that gonna make you feel?
Well, I would wonder why Morris Chestnut cheating on his wife.
Yo, shut up,
I would wonder why Morris Morris Chestnut is all of a sudden stepping out on his long-time boo that he's had.
You know what?
You know Morris has been married for a long time, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know why you would do that to that man.
All right. Well,
sorry, Morris, that Envy would just throw you in a hypothetical situation because we know black men don't cheat, so I don't know what his problem is.
Oh, my goodness. All right. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk Cardi B. We'll tell you what her thoughts on the hurricanes and earthquakes happening in L.A., so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Morning. morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. I just want to send a salute and happy birthday to Chris, our guy up here.
Salute to our guy Chris, man. Drop on the clues bombs with Chris. Because Chris will drop a bomb on you if need
yes, be. That is correct. Yeah, he helps us up here at the Breakfast Club. It's our guy. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Cardi B.
Rumor has it. Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Right. Now, it seems like California's been getting hit crazy with these tropical storms and earthquakes, all right? Now, Tropical Storm Hillary hit over the weekend, and Cardi B was in California, and she was scared, shook by this earthquake and tropical storm, so she got on her live, and this is what she said.
Honey, that earthquake woke me the f*** up.
Yeah, she was very, very distraught by it, and Charlamagne, you just showed me pictures of how nasty it was out there.
I mean, if that's a real picture, you can never tell on the internet nowadays.
That's
you know
facts.
What I mean? But there was a picture of Dodger Stadium, and it looks like Dodger Stadium is surrounded by a lake. But once again, I don't know if that's real or not.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's on the internet.
Yeah, so like they said, they said the worst is yet to happen out in South California. So if you do have family members out there, give them a call. And if you're out there, you're listening, just be safe. Be as safe as you can. They're telling people to stay inside, stay indoors. Now, Boosie Badass, a fan came up to him and wanted a picture, but Boosie said no because he had to doo-doo.
All right.
Can we get a picture with you?
I got a doo-doo right now. As long as I do, you find me some tissue. You go to Janet there.
Bro, I'll find you some tissue, bro.
Find me some tissue. I'm taking a picture with everybody. I got it. I can't take no picture right now, bro.
There's no criteria for what becomes news nowadays, huh?
Nah, I just find that funny.
Like anything can be a headline nowadays.
Yeah. On this great show.
Jesus Christ. Boosie had the boo-boo.
Yeah, Boosie had the boo-boo.
Okay. All right,
shout out to Boosie. And lastly, Terrence Crawford was on Joe Rogan and talked about fighting. You remember Canelo was up here last week and talked about if he would fight Terrence Crawford, what would need to happen?
You know, like he say, if he beat Germonta, and everybody's gonna say, yeah, he's too small,
right?
And this and that. So it's the same thing. I respect Crawford; he's a good fighter, but we're not different weight classes.
That's a mega fight, though, Canelo. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's kind of like the last big mega fight out there, right?
Kim, what are you gonna say? Yeah, he's too small. Right. That's too small.
Bud comes up to 168. You'd consider it?
Yeah, why not?
You'd do it?
Yeah,
168.
Well, Terrence Crawford was on Joe Rogan, and they talk about that if he would come up to 168.
So you said 68, but you mean 54, right?
No, 68.
You want to go up to 68?
So, yeah.
So who would you fight at 68? Canelo?
If he win, or wow. Charlo, the winner.
Wow. That would be crazy.
I want to be three-time undisputed.
So your goal was to go up and become undisputed in three different weight classes.
There you go. Something that never been done before.
Right.
And, you know... it's greatness. Like I said, this is my era, and I'm taking it. Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Then you're in like the greatest of all time discussion.
I'm already in them. Yeah, them discussions.
Are. I'm not mad at it because Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez are both already home. Okay, they are both legends. They're in the hall already, on the wall already. And Terrence needs to get paid. There's not a lot of massive big money fights out there for Terrence Crawford. Like the mega fight that will make him the most money is against Canelo Alvarez. And I want to see Bud get paid. Canelo already got tons of money. All right? Terrence hasn't, you know, made those bags yet. And I want to see him get that bread. And not to mention, man, you chasing greatness on a different level. You go up, you know, what would that be, two weight classes?
Mm-hmm.
Three, I think.
Three weight classes, yeah.
Like the 168 from 147, gaining 20-plus pounds to fight Canelo Alvarez, I'm with it.
Now, let me ask you a question. As a casual boxing fan, how difficult is it to gain, you know, 10, 15 pounds when it comes to
muscle?
Boxing? Yeah.
You ain't even got to be a casual boxing fan to ask that question. That's just a life question. You ask yourself how hard it would be to gain 20 pounds of muscle, even with the trainers and the nutritionists and everything else. You got to put on 20 pounds of muscle.
I mean, because myself, I feel like a good weekend in the South somewhere, I put on a great 10 pounds.
You're not muscle, though. You put on 10 pounds of fat.
But you would think that, you know, with the training, the supplements, and all that, it would be...
Can't use too many supplements because you get tested. You got to put on 20 pounds of muscle the right way. The healthy, clean way. Yeah, it's difficult.
Mm.
Okay. I'm sure he can do it. Yeah. Cat Crawford can definitely do it, but it's difficult.
Okay. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. All right. Now, up next, we got the People's Choice Mix, 800-585-1051. Also, got to remind you, my car show, 6 days away, my last car show of the year. Of course, it's in New York. It's not in Atlantic City this year. We have it close to New York, 15 minutes from the city, and I can't wait to see you guys. Of course, all types of cars, amusement rides, games, there's music. It's going to be a fun family event, so if you want to bring your kids, bring them on out. Kids 5 and under are free. All right? Let's get to the mix. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday? With DraftKings Sportsbook Same Game Parlay, you can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with code ENVY, and get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Morning, everybody. It's DJ ENVY, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I want to salute again to the students at VSU, Virginia State University, HBCU out in Virginia. I got a chance to speak with them over the weekend, freshman orientation. So just telling them about the things that, you know, that they should expect their freshman year in college. So salute to all those students. And salute to all the students at HBCUs. I know college is starting this week, so salute to you guys.
That's right, man. I want to salute to my guy, Doug Melville. Doug Melville is my man. He's got a book coming out on my book imprint, Black Privilege Publishing. It's called Invisible Generals. And Invisible Generals, we was talking about veterans earlier, man, during Donkey of the Day. So Invisible Generals tells the story, a true story of America's first black generals, Benjamin O. Davis Sr. and Jr., a father and son who helped integrate the American military and create the famous Tuskegee Airmen. So Doug Melville's book comes out November 7th, but it's available for pre-order everywhere you buy books now, man. So Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, everywhere. And I want to salute to my guy Jeezy too, man. Jeezy's book, Adversity for Sale, was the number two book hardcover nonfiction on the Wall Street Journal.
Dope.
It was top 10 overall. Hardcover nonfiction on the Wall Street Journal. It was number 15 on the USA Today's bestseller book list. And it was the number one book on Audible for arts and entertainment. So salute to Jeezy for having a great first week of book sales.
Absolutely.
Man. Salute to my guy Jeezy.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. You guys have a great day and be safe out there. Again, salute to all the college students. I know college starts for a lot of the students. Today is Logan's first day in college, so wish him the best of luck.
Big Logan.
Yes, Big Logan. All right, and now you got a positive note?
I do have a positive note, man, and the positive note is simply this. It's Monday. Please remember that some people are in grind mode, waking up today to hustle. Some people are in healing mode. They're waking up today to unpack trauma. Some people are in mental health mode, waking up wherever they feel like it. Point is, none of us are waking up to the same day, but everyone is doing what they need to do to keep going. Happy Monday, y'all.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.